The pot of desperation is back, baby.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Pot of Desperation. This is Tyler, and today I have another guest. And introduce yourself for me.
Hi, I am Grant. I've gone by a couple different handles online. Different names being Aaron Grant or Grant Diaz. My current Twitter handle for stuff is Grant Finale Fic on Twitter.
You, when I think about your profile and like who you are, since I've never met you, I just think of your picture.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The one, yeah. The, oh my God. Marlon Brando.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Marlon Brando. Yeah.
But any, like anytime I'm just like, yep, that's you.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually have a different profile picture on the new Twitter I just started.
But I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's like a sexy pit crew. Anyway.
Well, I'm happy to have you on. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
So let's begin with, on a scale. Well, actually, let's go further than that. When is the last time you peed?
Honestly, probably not all that long ago. Like 2 hours, maybe. But
the alcohol.
Yeah. I'm on my second rum and coke right now. And also I have just a really tiny bladder.
Is it?
Yeah. No, I fill up ridiculously quickly. And I mean, plus there's the fact that I guess I've kind of been doing like a pseudo rapid desperation challenge where like for the past couple hours I've just been peeing whenever I needed to. And now that I'm telling my bladder I can't pee, it's like really like, it's like, but I gotta.
We love to hear it. We love to hear it. I'm excited for you. I'm sure you're not as happy as I am right now, but
I mean, I'm having fun. So I cannot stop shaking my leg like at all.
Good to hear. So on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think you're at?
You know, 20 minutes ago, I would have said maybe an 8. Now I am like, abso-fucking-lutely a 10.
A 10, okay.
A 10, like right off the bat. Like,
damn.
I don't think I've ever had to pee this bad in my life.
Well, I'm glad that we're doing this right now, then.
Same, yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Have you, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just gonna ask, like, in the ones that you've recorded thus far, have you ever had somebody piss themselves?
No.
Okay.
I've wanted that for this entire time, so I'm
so
probably excited.
Probably gonna be the first. Like, I'm gonna be real.
That's why I'm so excited. You have to go so bad because everyone's kind of said that they might, and then I guess they don't want to. Or,
yeah. No, I don't know. Like. It's kind of weird. Like, I've never, I don't want to say never, but not very frequently do I, like, actually have genuine accidents, you know? Like, where, like, I just absolutely cannot hold it any longer. Yeah. It's usually just a conscious decision where I'm just like, God, this hurts. I'm tired of holding it. I'm going to just go.
Right. Well, that's a good segue into, have you ever, as an adult, had a genuine accident?
Not when I like wasn't purposefully holding. I've had a couple close calls for sure.
Okay.
There was this one time I was driving back to my apartment when I was in college. And it's like a 20-30 minute drive. It's not very long, but I forgot to pee before leaving. And so on the way, I like noticed like, oh shit, I have to pee. And then I went to school in like the city. And so my apartment was just like, you know, in the middle of the city, in the middle of Midtown.
Yeah.
And so my apartment building, the street that it was on, was always packed. Like you could not get parking on that street. Like, unless and so I usually would just you know, skip even trying and go to the parking structure for the university that I went to, which was like maybe a block away from my apartment. And by the time I like actually got downtown and was about to head into the parking structure, I was like on the verge. Like I was desperate as fuck. And then I turned the corner to get into the parking structure and there's a line of like 10 cars all trying to get in. And I'm just like, fuck, of course they're there. And like, it never occurred to me that like I could have parked on my street, put on my hazard lights, run my stuff upstairs, take a piss, and then come back down and then go to the parking structure.
Oh, absolutely.
I had bladder brain. Like I bladder couldn't, was not thinking that clearly. And so I was sitting there while all of these people were, you know, paying to get into this parking structure. And I'm just like shaking my leg. I'm like twitching, like, oh my God. I think at one point I like literally started like pulling my hair out. It was that bad. And then again, my bladder brain just fucked up. Once I finally got into the parking structure, I found like the closest parking spot. And so there's a lecture hall that's like right next to the parking structure. Mm-hmm. And at this point I was like, I know I'm not going to make it home. So I dashed over to the, lecture hall to use their bathroom. But for some reason I didn't think to just go pee and then come back to my car and grab my stuff. So I had my backpack that was filled with like my books and my laptop and all the stuff that I had taken home for the weekend.
Yeah.
And my duffel bag with all of my laundry. And so it made it really hard to like run to the bathroom there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I had my fucking duffel bag just swinging against my side the entire time. And I like, and also like, it just looks fucking weird. You just see this dude like speed walking across campus with his duffel bag. It's just, oh my God. The relief I felt when I got into that bathroom.
But you just, made it.
Oh yeah. No, I made it. I may have leaked a little bit. I don't remember. But.
Hey, that's a good fan fiction right there.
Right. Yeah. No, I've definitely considered turning that one into a fic. I've written a lot of Omo fan fiction.
I have read some of yours, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, that was back when I was going by Aaron Grant. The funny thing about that is like I literally came up with my name because Aaron Grant is a pseudonym, just like FYI, sorry to burst the bubble. and I came up with the name because I was like, okay, so I need an email for all of my horny stuff. Right. And I was just trying to come up with like just like something random, and I came up with the Grant Finale, and I was like, shit, that's awesome, I love that. And then I was like, okay, so how can I like make that into my persona? And so I was like, okay, Grant could be my name. And for some reason, I forgot that Grant can be a first name. So I came up with Aaron Grant. But then...
You must have bladder brain that day.
Yeah. So I started going by the Grant Finale online, just like in my general like horny spaces. And so people started calling me Grant because, you know, it's part of my username.
Right.
And yeah, I was like, shit, name. I like that. I like that a lot better than Aaron. So I started going by Grant, and I shopped around a couple different last names to go with it, and ended up on Grant Diaz just because it's the name of a character that I really like. So,
well, I like it. I like it.
Thank you. I think it just has a nice ring to it, Grant Diaz. You know,
it does. I really like it, and it sticks. I mean,
yeah,
it's something you remember. I definitely. I don't know if I'm getting mixed up, but I swear one of our first conversations was about your fan fiction?
Oh, it definitely was. Yeah.
Okay. No, so I, exactly.
That's maybe why. Not one of our first ones, but like when I subscribed to your Pocket Stars the first time, you like recognized my username and you were like, "Hey, aren't you the guy that wrote like all of those like Omo fix?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's me."
So please tell me. Okay, I don't want to. If I'm wrong, this is going to be embarrassing. You are the one who wrote the practice room.
Yes, that's me.
Yes, yep. My all-time favorite fan fiction I've ever read.
Practice room piss off, I believe I called it. Which
that is my favorite.
Horrible title, but
it's my favorite. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, no, that was like somewhat based on a true story. Obviously, like I took it a lot further in the fic.
Yeah.
But like I was, I went to music school. That was my major. Sorry.
All right, over there.
Yeah, just really have to pee. Yeah, so my friend and I, who I had like a major, major crush on at the time, we were like working on a project together. He was also in the music school. At one point, I think we both had to pee. And we were just like, well, like, we don't want to both leave the rooms. Like, which one of us should leave the room?
Yeah.
That
I've been to music school, so I know exactly, like, yeah, what that situation is.
So, like, obviously, I think what ended up happening was, like, one of us went to the bathroom, and then when the other came back, the other went to the bathroom. But, obviously, my mind went to other places.
Yeah, that's the boring version.
Yeah, yeah. And so it ended up with a pee-holding contest that I think just turned into, like, full-on, like, just, like, either, like, a jerk-off session or, like,
it was
or something. I don't remember exactly.
It was seriously my ideal fantasy that I didn't know that I had.
Aw. Well, I'm happy to have helped with that.
It is the only, like, I don't even read fan fiction. I really don't. It's the only piece of literature about Omurashi or any desperation that I actually go back to, like how people have their favorite porn video.
Uh-huh.
I seriously sometimes will go find that fan fiction, and I don't even read fan fiction, but I'll be like, wow, I want to read that.
Well, so thank you.
It's my favorite. It's like saying it's my favorite book. So good job.
Thank you. Yeah. I have a couple others. I've definitely like chopped down a couple different ones. I started writing when I was kind of young. And so a lot of my stuff was just sort of like adaptations of like fantasies that I had, about people that I was into.
Right. Okay.
And so I've deleted a lot of those because, you know, I wrote them when I was 16, and like not only am I like kind of embarrassed about you know the shit that I wrote when I was 16,
yeah,
because it was really, really fucking bad, but also just like these stories are about minors, so I should probably delete these.
Oh, yeah, true. Very true.
Yeah. Yeah. But a lot of the ones that I wrote like when I was in college are some of my better ones, some of my favorites. Practice Room Piss Off is one of the ones that I wrote in college.
Anyone other listening, one... that is the best desperation fan fiction ever. So I'm gonna probably like link that or something if you're okay with that.
I don't even know if it's still online.
Knowing me, I probably have it saved in my Google Docs or something.
Nice. Yeah, no, oh my god, I totally did that. I totally did that with like a whole bunch of stuff.
You're about to say something and I cut you off.
No, sorry. You're fine. I think one of the other ones that I really liked was it was actually like a two-parter, I believe. I think the first part was called Drunk Enough. And it was about
speaking of take a
yeah,
sip.
Right?
Take a yeah. sip before you finish your story.
Fine. Oh my god. It's just going straight to the bladder now. that one was about like this fantasy I had in college where like one of my straight friends would call me up and be like super, super, super drunk, and like ask me to like give him a ride home. And like while I was like helping him up the stairs, he's like started to realize he had to pee really, really bad. And then like just like didn't make it. And that was that's what that one was about. And I was really proud of that one. I really liked that one.
I'd be interested in that one too. You seem to have the same interests as me.
Yeah.
Or I seem to have the same interests as you.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, I have a lot of story ideas. There's a couple that I've written that are like actual fan fiction. And those ones aren't connected to my Grant Diaz name, but I mean, like, I'm, you know, more than happy to send them out to people. But I do eventually plan on, like, actually publishing some.
Yeah.
Obviously not, like, traditional publishing. I don't think there's a market for that. But, like, there's a couple different ideas for stories, like, longer-form stories, like, novel-esque, that I want to, like, publish on like the Kindle store or something.
Because there's
definitely a market for that there. I would know because I have bought some
shamelessly.
The Desperate Doyle series on Kindle is really fucking good.
I'll have to look into that.
There's this one idea that I have that started from a while back. I was taking commissions and somebody had commissioned me to write a short little story about a guy on the swim team at his college who was into desperation. And I started writing it and I just ended up like actually creating a character that I really enjoyed working with. And it just sort of kept growing and I wanted to turn that into something. There's that one that I've been kind of working on for a couple years that's not even anywhere near complete. And then another one about these two like college roommates who and this one wouldn't just be like Omo stuff. It would be a kind of a mix of a little bit of Omo but also just kind of like general like erotica. Where like, you know, one of them, you know, like they're sharing a room that has one bathroom. All of the stuff that comes from that.
Tons of stuff.
Speaking from experience, I once lived in an apartment with two other guys that only had one bathroom. And like my bladder is so fucking tiny. Like there were times.
How tiny is it right now?
Oh my God, it's really. It's like bursting. But like there have been times where like I realized that I had to pee like really bad and I would, you know, leave my room where I was like gaming or working or whatever, only to find that my roommates were in the fucking shower. And that I also have turned into a story at one point.
Well, these stories that you write,
mm-hmm.
There's going to be a section for stories on the Art of Desperation website. And
if you ever
want to submit any or send any that you would like to have on there, I would love to have them on there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, I'll try and go through. I'll just like submit some of my old ones. And then if I come up with any new ones that I don't want to like actually publish, I'll throw them up there.
That'd be awesome. Because I'm trying to get a little collection going of every little category so that when it's kind of live, there's things to look at, you know. I don't want to just put an empty
website
up.
Right. But yeah.
Anyway, I was going to ask you, when did you realize that you were into this?
Oh my God. I don't even know. It's just kind of always been there. I think
this could be a when / how.
If you would like it to be. Well, okay, I distinctly remember when I was a kid, I was, like, always really interested in pee-related humor, like, specifically pee-related. I just thought it was fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. There were also, I was actually talking about this on a server of mine earlier today, even, that there were, like, some cartoons that had a lot of, like, desperation or pee scenes that just, like, they, like, really awakened some things in me as a kid.
Same here.
But I honestly think, because I'm pretty sure my piss kink started just like as a general piss kink, like water sports and stuff.
Right.
I pretty early on in like puberty realized that especially prepubescent guys, they did not stand very close to the urinals in the bathroom. So, you know, if I was in the bathroom at the urinal next to them, if I could steal a glance and maybe see what they're working with.
Right.
And so I started to do that a lot. And I started kind of picking up on whenever somebody needed to pee, because I was like, oh, if they need to pee, maybe I can see their dick.
is this a pee desk or a pee kink story or a coming out story?
Both, I guess.
great.
Yeah, and so it sort of just progressed from there. I started realizing, like, whenever somebody, like, was showing visible signs of needing to pee, I could, like, okay, this is a little weird, but I could follow them into the bathroom to see. Not that I really did that all that much. It was mostly just, like, the idea of it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like you're stalking them. You were,
right, yeah.
You were interested in some,
yeah,
whatever.
Especially because I was, like, you know, like, 14, you know?
Right. Makes sense.
But,
So, oh my God. When did that progress into, let's say, just an when did it go from an interest to, okay, I'm into this, I like this, I'm going to search for it on porn websites?
Definitely by high school. Like, in middle school, I like, you know, would occasionally just, like, Google search, like, pee. and that, you know. But
just pee.
Just pee. Yeah, just pee. But by high school, I definitely was, like, following some, you know, pee desperation kind of stuff. Obviously, like, Twitter wasn't as big of a thing back then, but, like, I was on
Tumblr.
Well, not even Tumblr, really. I was on Wet Pants Boy for sure.
Yeah,
and that was around.
That's a good throwback.
There was this one, like, forum that I was on. I don't remember what it was called. I just remember that they had, like, a rule against, like, literally mentioning the word school or student, because they didn't want anybody to.
Yeah. I can't think of any other ones. It would be, I don't know how far back we're talking either.
Yeah.
Poopy Life.
Yeah.
Arashi.org, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
But Pants Boy.
I was on the Omarashi.org, like, Discord server, and I mean, I don't want to, like, diss them or anything, so I'm not.
I dissed them in the last episode by accident.
Oh, thank God. Okay. so I was on their server. And, like, I'm sure the people on their server are, like, wonderful people for the most part. But,
yeah,
like,
y'all are fine. It's fine.
Yeah. This one person was, like, posting, it was like Omotsu stuff, like diaper stuff. But it was, like, the art was very, very clearly, like, of, like, toddlers.
Yeah.
And I called them out on it. I was, like, I really don't think, you know, this is allowed here. 5 minutes later, I was blocked from the server. I was banned from the server.
Okay, so I don't revoke my diss in the last episode.
Yeah, they banned me within, like, 5 minutes. And their reasoning was because they thought I was underage. They were like, we have reason to believe you are underage.
Wow.
Like, really?
Wow. Okay.
They can provide identification, but they didn't even let me.
That's interesting. And
go ahead.
Omarashi.org is the reason, one of the reasons that I started creating The Art of Desperation, because I was like, okay, having a forum with a shit ton of people that all are into the same thing would be cool, but also I want it to be the best website ever made, like Wet Pants Boy, Omarashi.org, Poopy Life, everything combined, but better.
Right.
So I did see them as a subpar website.
I still go on the like actual website occasionally. There's some good stories on there. I actually have some like bookmarked. But a lot of the art that I see there is all
questionable.
I mean, not even necessarily questionable. Just like, it's not really all that stuff that I'm all that into. I am bisexual, but I'm more into male desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to art, I find that art of female desperation tends to just, their designs tend to skew to looking younger, and I'm just not really.
They do, that. And that is probably across the board for all kinks and fetishes, as like I would assume. And yeah, not a fan of that.
Yeah, but some of the male art they have is good, and the stories that they have are good.
Okay, so we've said bad things and good things, so
yeah,
it cancels it out.
Right, so exactly.
If, you know, the owner of the website's listening.
Yeah,
you're okay.
Yeah, but like you're good people. Just
moderate your art, please.
Yes. Fuck.
So, how you doing over there?
I really have to pee.
How bad?
Oh my god!
Explain without using a number. Just use some words.
It's just like I can't stop shaking my leg. I am literally grabbing my dick. It like hurts. like almost to the point where I'm like ready to like give up and just pee.
Sounds great.
Yeah, right.
Sounds really good, actually. Okay, well, keep going. So the next thing I wanted to ask you, keep on holding.
I'm trying.
So, and while I'm asking you this, take another sip of your drink. If I say do you have a favorite video or a video that comes to mind?
Oh my god.
Just from online, yeah. You know, yeah. Like, do you have a couple favorites that come to mind?
Oh my god, yeah. So one of the ones with like actual like genuine desperation that I find myself coming back to a lot, yeah, is the heavy delivery desperation.
Finally.
Yeah, right?
I've been trying to get a guest to say that.
Oh for so my long. God. Oh my god. It's like I can't like. I almost like can't watch it anymore, because if I watch it, like, that's it. That is the end of my jerk off session. I cannot last through that one.
You'll know how happy I am that you said heavy delivery. Like, right? I've had this challenge with myself to get a guest to say heavy delivery without saying it. And you won.
yeah. No. Oh my god, that one is absolutely one of my favorites. But.
Who is that man? I wonder who it is.
I remember like it was on a profile that like posted stuff fairly regularly. I don't remember who it was though.
I've only seen that one and then one other one that was connected to it. It was what was it? It was like naked in front of a crowd or an audience or something. It was
I do remember that one.
A humiliation one.
I think it may have been Friendly Omo.
Really? That's a curious thought.
Could be completely wrong about that, though.
Friendly Omo, if you're listening to this, let us know.
Yeah, for sure.
Let us know.
Maybe we should invite him onto the show.
Honestly, that would be cool. That'd be really cool. Any other ones come to mind, or is that just the first one that you
That's just the first one. So I actually really kind of dig all of the fake stuff. Like, I know people like really want like genuine desperation, and like I do too. Like, I absolutely do. Whenever somebody is just like does like a 10-second potty dance and then just lets themselves, I'm like, okay, bored, click. But I love. There's a surprising number of like student films that just revolve around the concept of like people being desperate.
And you know that those students, okay,
right?
You know
they're absolutely into it.
They were into it and they had to do a project and they were like, this is my time to shine. That's what I believe anyway.
Yeah, no, same. One of my favorites of that genre is this one called Comic Relief.
That sounds familiar. I mean, I know obviously that's a saying, but I think I know the video.
It's about this guy who's like at a job interview, and there are like no toilets in the job interview place. And so he's really nervous, and he drinks a lot of water before his interview. And then the interviewer just like is obsessed with water. And just constantly does things to.
I don't know. Remind that.
Oh my! I'll send it to you. It is fucking.
Please link me to that, because I thought you were going two different directions. I thought you were going to the interview one from iChannel or.
That one's good too. That one's good.
Or the one where he's at like a job interview or something, and the interviewer just gets a phone call about
That one too. Yeah,
about plane tickets or something, and
Oh god.
And then he like, sweet, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep. I just leaked like a lot.
Well, I forgot to ask you what are you wearing?
Okay, so I'm wearing like bright orange boxer briefs. And I'm wearing like gray sweatpants.
Nice. So is the leak enough to see in through the sweatpants?
Oh, fuck yes, it is. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take a picture like right now.
get a live picture.
Yeah. I might post it to the... Okay, well, I guess it's not that visible. I might post it to my Twitter afterwards and just like hype up the... Wow, yeah, you really cannot see it. it's fine. It'll get more. It'll get bigger. God, what was I even fucking saying?
we were talking about the you like the video of the interview.
I don't know. I just like, I really like, I get off in particular to like the scenarios.
I find myself the same way as well.
Yeah. Porn is good. I can definitely get off to just like people fucking, but porn like when good. But like when yeah right yeah you can quote me on that. Porn is good, Grant Diaz. But like when there's like a storyline to go along with it is when I really get in, like, you know, writer, obviously that makes sense. That's kind of what I want to
hold it
trying.
What would happen if you let out 2 seconds and stopped right now?
I don't think I would be able to stop.
Weak.
Like, just full disclosure, like, no filter, no hesitation. No, what? That's not a saying.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, right? fuck. So,
Artofdesperation.com, buy those t-shirts.
Dude, make t-shirts. That would be fucking awesome.
Oh, I'm already in the process.
Fuck yeah. I don't know if I would ever actually wear them, but, like, I would definitely buy them.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I would definitely buy one.
I'm making them, most of them, purposefully wearable in public. They're, like, really innuendo-y or, like, subtle.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
Have you leaked again?
I think I'm past a leak.
Did you stop?
Oh. I don't know if I can stop it.
You sure? Are you still going?
I think it stopped.
Try as hard as you can to stop.
I think it stopped. Okay, this wet spot is a lot more visible.
Well, now you can take a picture.
Yeah.
Snap that photo. I'll share it
on Twitter. Definitely. I do feel a little bit better now, though. So, I think I can have another drink.
Do you need to go get another drink or?
No, I'm fine. I still have half a water and half a rum and coke.
Okay. Well, chug that.
I don't know if I want to chug it. I don't want to make myself sick.
True. Take two sips.
Okay. I
It's
mean,
like
I
a
just
college
did.
drinking game.
I just did, but I'll take another one.
Yeah. College drinking game.
Hell yeah.
You
Dude.
know, the
Oh my
old.
God. Yeah. Speaking of college drinking games,
Yeah.
so when I was a freshman in college, there was this one, I went to a party, and that makes it sound like I went to like a banger or something. It wasn't. It was just like 10
You were in
people in
music
my,
school, right?
no, it was band kids,
Okay, so you were okay. I feel you.
and there was this one drinking game that we played. I believe it was called Waterfall.
Okay. Yeah. The one where everyone has to, you have to stop when the next person's in. Yeah.
So the way that we played it was we had a deck of cards, and a beer can, and everybody would take turns drawing a card from the deck, and then each card did something different, had a different like
Yeah,
effect.
like Circle of Death, I think people call
Yeah.
it, or King's Cup.
And then after you do whatever it is on the cup, you put the or not the cup the card,
Under the tab.
and you put it under the tab of the beer, and whoever cracks the tab has to chug the beer.
It should be whoever cracks it has to piss themselves.
Well, okay. So I remember very vividly. I believe it was the seven card was the bathroom pass. Nobody was allowed to get up to go to the bathroom unless they had a card that had a seven on it.
What the hell? All
And I
my years
remember.
in college, and I didn't ever suggest that as a rule for the game.
Oh my God.
If I
I
could
was
go
just
back.
like, just like the concept of that. I was like, holy shit. Like,
I love that. I absolutely love that.
Oh my God. Like, just like a whole bunch of drunk people. None of them can go to the bathroom.
That's.
Perfect.
I'm so happy that you told me this story and so pissed that I didn't do that. Was that the end of the story? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no, that was pretty much it.
Well, that was one of my favorite things I've learned this entire time. What are you ready for another question?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Let's see. What is okay, how about this one? What is your If you could, let's pretend you're requesting a custom video from me. What would it be?
Okay. Oh my God.
I could be in any location. I can do anything that's legal.
Right, yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think of like some of my like go-to scenarios whenever I'm thinking about. Oh. Elevator desperation.
Oh, nice.
If I could get you desperate in an elevator, that would be like.
Like stuck in an elevator?
Yeah, like
That's good.
the elevator has stopped and you really have to pee.
Yeah, that's good. And that's actually, I feel like that's happened in TV shows.
It absolutely has. I have it like at least two or three things on in my folder of that.
I'm gonna need that folder. I
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
one
That's
of
a good
the
answer.
yeah, thank you. One of the scenarios that I plan on getting the characters and the college roommates one
Yeah.
into is sort of similar to Drunk Enough, where like the roommate calls the main character. I guess they're both the main character, but one of them calls the other at like a house party. And is super super drunk and asks the other to come and pick him up, and then like on the way back he starts complaining about how badly he needs to pee, and so on the way they're like they get home, right? And they decide to take the elevator up. And the roommate decides he's absolutely gonna tease the guy. Like, he's like, oh man, I forget, what floor are we on again? And hits like top button. And like, oh no, 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 you know, okay, we were on the second floor. No, wait, it was the third floor. And just hits all of the elevator buttons except for the one that they're actually on.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Your brain is really good for this. And I'm going to need I'm going to have to commission.
Please do. Yeah. I would love that. I would love that.
Cause everything I've read that you've written has been great. And I, like I said, I'm not someone who really reads any.
Aww, thank you.
Or just fiction stuff like that in general. I'm not really, but you maybe get into it because of that.
Well, thank you.
The classic band
practice room piss off. I still hate that title. Like, what the fuck is a piss? What the fuck is a piss off? It's not even what's going on. when I hear piss off, I think like pissing contest. You know, like who can piss the furthest or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's not really what it was.
But you know what? It's so memorable. That's why I like it, because I know that's the title and I'll never forget it. But you're right. Now that you pointed it out, it's
a great
title. So let's see. I did have another question for you. How often do you personally, you know, do hold / wet yourself? I mean, is it something that you do, you know, all the time, or is it something that you do, it's very rare? Because some people just watch it, some people do both.
It's not super often. I'm not that big into holding it myself. Sometimes I get like really drunk and really subby and yeah. I want somebody to control my bladder. Mm-hmm. But most of the time it's just kind of like, after a certain point, it just kind of gets like, it hurts. And like, I would rather just pee.
And get that nice release feeling.
Yeah.
Of just letting it out.
And like
relaxing.
Yes. And also like most of the time when I hold, I'm also jerking off.
Right. Right.
And usually I can hold it longer than my jerk off session, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So gotcha. So,
and once I'm done doing that, I don't want to, you know, like the horny brain is gone, the post nut clarity, you know?
Right. Like the second you're done,
it's like, okay, gone. I gotta go.
Yeah. There's no reason to hold it anymore.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah.
I totally get that. So, how is the leakage?
Not really anymore since that big one.
So, it gave you a little bit of relief.
Definitely. Like, I'm still really fucking full. I still would really like to pee. But I'm feeling a bit better. I don't know if you could tell. I feel like I'm a little bit more animated.
Yeah, there was kind of a shift there. Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
I was just like, there was too much pressure before. Now I'm like, I'm pretty okay. Still got to pee.
Still got to check in. Checking in. Take two more sips of your drink.
I finished the drink, actually.
What about the water?
The water still has a couple more sips in it.
Okay, so do the water. I was wondering if you've ever seen someone piss themselves in real life.
Oh my God, I wish. I don't know. I've definitely never seen anybody actually piss themselves. In fact, I don't even think actually just like getting somebody over here and like doing the OMO play.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I've seen people desperate before in real life.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-boyfriend was, he kind of had a small bladder. I've seen him desperate a couple times. One time he, and like, he wasn't into it. He knew that I was into it, and he was just like, not really my thing, but like, you know, you do you. But like one time he, back when I was in college, he came to one of my, concerts, cause you know, cause again, music school. Yeah. And afterwards, you know, we met up just like outside, the concert hall, and he was like, dude, you were great, but I have to pee like really, really badly. Where's the bathroom? And I remember this was also the inspiration for one of my stories. Because I remember, it's honestly one of my worst stories.
I'm sure it's terrible. All of your writing is amazing, so I'm sure.
Thanks. But this one, I believe, was called Water Runs Yellow. which is actually so kind of a good title. I actually like that one. But yeah, so because I remember, you know, he was like, I really have to pee. Where's the bathroom? And I was like, I have to pee too. So, let's, you know, let's go to the bathroom. Yeah. But the way to the bathroom also led to like the backstage area where all of the like performers got to go. But like nobody else was allowed to go backstage. Right. So there was somebody, there was like a security guard or there's someone who like stopped us and was like, you can't come back here. And I was like, oh, you know, we're just going to use the bathroom. And they're like, oh, okay. But that was like the inspiration for that. They were like, I was like, what if they just wouldn't let us use the bathroom?
Like, you're probably just like secretly hoping that happens.
Right. Yeah.
At the time.
Oh my God. Struggle. Yeah. And then there was another time that like, we were heading back to my dorm room and he mentioned that he had to pee. And like, he apparently had to pee like pretty bad. But he like rushed up ahead and was like waiting at my door, and like as I rounded the corner, because you know he rushed ahead of me, he was like playing it up, you know, like he had like his hands like squeezed between his knees and was like hopping up and down, and I was just like, this was before he knew I was into it too. I was like,
damn.
I like pretended to be like I was like really slow putting the key in.
That's so funny. I would have like dropped the keys by accident.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Oh,
yeah.
Which key is it? Let me try all of the keys.
I think those are really the only two times that I've like actually confirmed seeing somebody desperate. There was I think a time when I was like in like a McDonald's, and I saw like a group come in that was like pretty clearly like on a road trip or something.
Yeah.
And they like all had to pee. Because, you know, they're stopping at a McDonald's on a road trip. They right. gotta pee. But this was, like, in the city. And they had, like, a homelessness problem. So they kept the bathrooms locked. And so, like, you could see them all, like, go over to the bathrooms. Notice that the bathrooms were locked. Trudge back over to the front desk to, like, ask to, like, unlock the bathroom. I can't remember if this happened exactly, but I sort of remember, like, because the way that they had it, like, unlocked was they had, like, a button underneath the counter that, like, unlocked the bathrooms remotely.
Yeah.
And so they, like, pressed the button, but, like, it was, like, only unlocked as so long as they held the button.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go back and forth like two times because like by the time they got back to the bathroom, they had like stopped pressing the button.
That's good. And,
right?
That's hilarious. That's like an Omo comedy skit.
I know, right?
That's good. I like that.
It's bad again. I have to go.
What? Would you be able to pee for 2 seconds and stop now since you don't have to go as bad?
Let me try. All right.
We're all gonna just wait for you to do that. Yeah.
Okay. It's like it got really hard to hold it now.
Well, hopefully it didn't let too much out to where you don't have to go as bad, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I can go and refill my drinks if you want.
I mean, you can, but yeah, I would say so. I would say it's a good idea.
All right, cool. I'll be right back then.
All right.